Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Swolecast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to put together your own training program. So this is something I obviously get asked a lot because this is it. This is like the holy grail of fitness. Like, what is your training program going to be? This is what everybody overthinks. This is what everybody, is invested in and spends money on because it is the most important thing. So today, I'm going to tell you guys how you can put together your very own training program. And just so you guys know, my podcasts are one takes. I don't cut any of this. So if I suck at times, just bear with me because I'm putting my thoughts together. But I have my notes down on my iPad here that I'm going to try to kind of help me out, use to help me out so I don't get off track, because I do like to rant and talk about random things at times. So let's just get into it here. Number one, you need to figure out what your goal is. And by that, I mean, are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to be a bodybuilder? Are you trying to be the world's strongest man? Are you trying to run a marathon? The list goes on. So number one is going to be figuring that out, because that is going to be, I mean, that's the staple in how you construct your training program. So for me, you know, if somebody was coming to me and they're like, hey, if it's like your average, like, skinny high school kid, he says, hey, like, I want to be a bodybuilder. His program is going to be completely different from a 35-year-old guy that wants to do a powerlifting competition. You know what I'm saying? So that's number one, is you need to figure that out. And then from there, you need to, I mean, there's just some things, like, you know, there's an influx of information out there, which scares me for people starting out, because you don't know what the hell to believe, because there's just so much information in the system. If you were to do a Google search right now of, you know, bodybuilding training program, you would get so much different stuff. It's not even funny. But there are things that are like pretty binary. For example, you know, if you're going to be a bodybuilder, you're pretty much hitting every body part once a week, if not twice a week, and you're allocating its own day. You know, it's called a bro split, a lot of people call it. Now, you could do push-pull legs, but again, you're still hitting, you know, you're still focusing on certain muscle groups, which a powerlifting split would differ from. Basically, you have your squat day, your bench day, and your deadlift day, and then you do accessory movements to kind of help build the strength around those three core exercises. So you need to figure out what your goal is. So let's say that you are wanting to be a bodybuilder. I would start out hitting everything once a week and see how that goes. I would conduct some sort of, for me, my split right now is Monday is chest and biceps, Tuesday is back and triceps, Wednesday is legs, Thursday is shoulders, traps, and calves, Friday is arms, and then Saturday is deadlifts, Saturday mornings, and then I do a couple, just a couple accessory exercises, and then Sunday I rest. So I have a 6-day split. Saturday is pretty much just deadlifts. So that's what I do, and that's me trying to gain size. So now let's say you're already a big dude. You have a lot of muscle on your frame, but you know, you want to shred down and kind of, you know, get leaner so you can see that muscle. I'd say go ahead and try a 2-time-a-week split where maybe you do, chest, shoulders, and triceps together, back and biceps together, and then legs and shoulders. I know you did that Monday, you know, whatever it is. I would do a 6-day split, and I would hit everything twice a week if I was a big guy with a lot of muscle, but a lot of fat as well. So that's kind of an example of, you know, where you need to figure out what your goal is and what you're training for, and then use that as the pillar to kind of pyramid down the rest of your program. And then another thing you need to take into consideration is what your schedule is. So I would never allow anybody to use scheduling as like an excuse to not work out, but you do need to be realistic on the amount of time you're going to be able to spend in the gym every day and when you're going to be able to go. So, you know, there's plenty of people out there who have much busier schedules than you if you're listening and saying my schedule's too busy, and they still get it done. They get up an hour earlier, they hit the gym at 5 a.m., they come home and get the kids ready, and then they go to work. Like, you can do it. But anyway, you do need to think of what your schedule is. So this is another part. So say you only have 45 minutes a day to squeeze in, 45 to 60 minutes. You're not going to be able to do a 2-time-a-week split because those workouts are so long. So you might have to find a way to, you know, burn those extra calories by hitting every and just hit everything once a week, and then figure out where you can incorporate some kind of cardio or some extra training around your schedule. So schedule plays a big role. If you're going to be doing long powerlifting workouts, you really need to sit down and analyze your schedule and plan the days accordingly. You know, if Monday is your super busy day at work, or, you know, when you're with your business or your kids or whatever, you're not going to want to make that your leg day because you might be in there for 2.5 hours and that's just not going to abode well. But if Thursdays are like your more relaxed day, or you go into work late or something like that, make that your leg day. So you need to plan accordingly, and it all kind of goes with the diet too, but we're just talking training today. So the big thing that you need to do when you conduct your program, when you construct it and get it all together, you know, you need to write everything down. Everything. This is something I wish I would have done more in the beginning. You need to document everything. And I'm talking everything. When you eat something different, you need to document it and then record how that food made you feel. Because our bodies are not all the same. That's why I don't sell cookie cutter diet programs. Because not everybody needs the same things. People respond differently to different foods. Some people react better than others. So you have to make adjustments like that. That's why all of my diet plans are completely custom to the person. But what you need to do is you need to write it all down and you need to track everything. So say you come up with your 1-time-a-week training split that you're going to try for gaining mass, okay? You're wanting to bodybuild. You want to add some muscle. You're training everything 1 time a week. You know, you're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, and then you're hitting it Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's say you're doing that. You need to write that down. I'm not a big fan of going into as much depth writing down your workout and your set and rep scheme, just because I think that can hold you back if you write down that you're doing 8 reps and you're going to stop at 8 reps. I'm not a fan of that, but definitely write down kind of, you know, the workouts, the main workouts that you plan on doing that day, and obviously the body part that you plan on focusing on, and anything else that you plan on doing that day as far as cardio or other types of training goes. So then what you need to do is you need to just do it. You need to execute and stay consistent. That's the biggest thing, and I've been guilty of it before too. You come up with a training program, and then you try it out for 4 days, and then you're like, I don't think it's going to work. Let me try something else. Or the biggest one is you're consuming too much content and you're reading too much info. Once you come up with your training program, I don't want you Googling any more about it. I don't want you, you know, searching the depths of Instagram for new, you know, training programs. Just stick with what you have. Because chances are it's just fine unless you really fucked it up. And you just stick with it and execute and stay consistent. Do the same thing every day, not workout wise, but, you know, what you have written down, go, you know, stick to your plan, stick to your schedule, track your progress, and you're just experimenting. That's the beauty of the whole fitness thing, is that you're your own human experiment. Yes, having a trainer and a coach helps tremendously. But still, I'm not, you know, Nostradamus. I'm not going to predict the future on what's going to happen if you do this diet and this training program. Your body is what it is. Everybody's is different. I can give you a really, really, really good idea of what I think you should be doing. But again, there's always that chance. So you are your own experiment, and you need to understand that, and you need to be willing to experiment. Fitness is a very long game. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is something that you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. That's why I'm not into crash diets or anything like that, just to, like, you know, lose some weight for a wedding or something like that, where you just don't eat for a week. I like this. It's a lifestyle is what it should be. So just be ready to experiment. Be ready to track your progress. And yes, it is a lot of work. And if you're not willing to put in the work, then you're not going to get the physique or the gain the strength or achieve the goal that you want. Simple as that. It's just like anything else in life. You have to be willing to put in the work. So that is about it. It's really not overly complicated. The biggest key points I want you guys to take away from this is that your goal definitely matters, what you're into, what you're trying to accomplish. That's number one. And that you need to pillar down from there, and that you need to document everything. Get a notebook. I wouldn't do it on an iPad or anything like that. I like to write it down in a notebook, you know, keep it at home, come home after the workout and just, you know, fill out your notes in there. I started doing that. Wish I would have been doing that years ago though. So please learn from my mistake and start documenting, because then what it does is that, this is the biggest thing here. The reason I say to do that is because when you plateau 2 years from now, you can look back on your notes and figure out what worked and what didn't work. And then you can create a new program to break that plateau. So you're learning your body along the way. So that is why documenting everything is so important. And other than that, guys, just execute, stay consistent, don't consume too much bullshit info, which most of it is, and be ready to experiment and work hard. So that is the end of the podcast today, guys. Please DM me on Instagram. It's at Jarrett Dresch, JarettDresch. DM me your questions, and I will answer them on here. So until tomorrow's episode. Oh, wait, one more thing. The podcast is now available on Spotify, which is awesome. I'm hoping to get on Apple Podcasts here soon, but I'm on all kinds of stuff. Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all kinds of stuff. So you guys can listen to me anywhere. So I hope this helped. Please share this with your friends or somebody who you think could use the advice. And I really appreciate all of you who support my content and now the podcast. Really, really appreciate it. So until, well, tomorrow, just keep kicking ass, guys, and ask me some questions.